Industry and government both agree, without enough qualified people, America will stay at risk in the cybersecurity wars. For years, the National Initiative on Cybersecurity Education at the National Institute of Standards and Technology has been working this issue. Now, the Trump administration's recent executive order on cybersecurity has upped the ante for that initiative. Rodney Peterson is director of NICE, and he joins me now with more. Rodney, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. My pleasure.
What is new, first of all, with the NICE program itself, the Initiative on Cybersecurity Education?
So NICE has been in existence for several years. I think we're clearly building momentum to promote and energize a robust and integrated ecosystem of cybersecurity education, training, and workforce development. So I think it's that momentum that both allows us to create a community across both the public and private sector, as well as our foundational resource, which is the NICE Cybersecurity Workforce Framework, which was published for the first time as a draft NIST Special Publication 800-181 last November. And after a comment period, we're expecting a final version to be released this summer. And that NICE Workforce Framework really provides a common way to think about cybersecurity work, a taxonomy, a reference tool that can really help align our diverse and complex community together towards a common vision.
I guess that would be useful because cybersecurity jobs range from looking at monitors and doing coding all the way to management of this whole thing from a CIO, CISO standpoint.
That's absolutely right. In fact, we often hear about the demand for cybersecurity work, and certainly technical roles and positions are a high priority. But the work to be done in cybersecurity is pretty broad and diverse. And our NICE Workforce Framework starts by talking about 7 broad categories, then it drills down into 31 specialty areas. But it talks about 50 or more work roles that might be assumed across a public or private sector workforce. And we're starting to see the development of tools and other ways to align what education and training providers are doing, what employers are doing. And most notably, I would just point out that one of the things that NICE funded over this past year was a tool called CyberSeek. CyberSeek.org includes an interactive jobs heat map as well as a career pathway portal. And not only does it show the job demand across the U.S., you can drill down by state, by metropolitan area, and most importantly, it shows what the jobs are according to that NICE framework.
And since this NICE initiative itself got started, as you say, a number of years ago, it seems like many more universities, colleges, even high schools are sponsoring programs. Some of the corporations are cooperating with those institutions on programs. So there's been a real groundswell here.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the data reinforces the fact that cybersecurity jobs are growing and in high demand. And not only are the numbers growing, but the competition for the best talent is growing. So it's not surprising we would see both the private sector as well as the federal government working aggressively to try to compete in this landscape. I think much of our success over the past several years has been in developing higher education programs, particularly at the 4-year university level. But we've seen that expand now down into community colleges. And there's a lot of effort at the K-12 level, both in high school programs, but career awareness, starting as young as elementary and middle school, to make sure we have a consistent pipeline of students and job seekers who are pursuing cybersecurity as a career.
Now, the Trump administration's executive order on cybersecurity had a few short paragraphs, but I think important ones, on the need for workforce development. And so you have been given kind of the point person role in carrying that out. What does that require?
Yeah, that's right. The executive order entitled Strengthening the Cybersecurity of Federal Networks and Critical Infrastructure really has 4 overall deliverables. And the first talks about protecting federal networks, secondly, critical infrastructure, and third, international deterrence and cooperation. And as you described, cybersecurity workforce is really identified as the 4 key part of that. But the way it's really understood and explained is it's not last, it's first and most important because it's the foundation to make all those other things happen. We need that knowledgeable and skilled cybersecurity workforce in order that we can protect our federal networks and critical infrastructures. So it's really seen as a key enabler, a foundation for the rest of the executive order. And we're working hard with our partners, both in the federal government as well as in the private sector and academia, to make sure that we try to take this as an opportunity to once again elevate and raise awareness about the importance of cybersecurity workforce. The final thing I would say with respect to the executive order is I think for the first time it really elevates the cybersecurity workforce as a national security concern. Our partners in the White House and the National Security Council consistently make that point that we need a knowledgeable and skilled cybersecurity workforce in the interest of our national security.
We're speaking with Rodney Peterson, director of the National Institute for Cybersecurity Education at NIST. What particular new responsibilities, duties, activities does the NICE initiative have to undertake now as a result of the executive order?
Well, of course, the ongoing work continues, and we're working hard on continuing to implement our NICE strategic plan, which was actually required by Congress under the Cybersecurity Enhancement Act of 2014. So that strategic plan that was developed in 2015 continues to guide our programs and the work that we do. Over the summer, given the deadlines of the executive order to produce a report to the president in 120 days, we're quite frankly multitasking to do what the executive order asks of us. One is to assess the scope and sufficiency of efforts to develop the future workforce, and secondly, to come up with findings and recommendations about how to grow and sustain that cybersecurity workforce of the future. So the good news is that NICE already has a robust relationship with a lot of the interagency partners who we quickly rallied to join us in this effort. The Department of Homeland Security is also identified in the executive order as a co-lead, but there are many other departments and agencies that we partner with. But because the scope of the work is not just the federal government's workforce, but the nation's workforce, including the private sector, we're quickly moving to do outreach to both companies, academia, nonprofit organizations, and we'll do that principally through a request for information that will be released in a few days, and also a couple of public workshops where we're going to try to both share some of our preliminary learning and hopefully get feedback and input from the community.
And where will those take place?
The location and dates and times are still to be determined, but they will certainly be across the U.S. to both represent the diversity of our great country and also to involve as many voices as possible in the discussion.
But they will take place during the summer.
That's right, yeah. So our deadline to deliver this report to the president is September 8th, and that means that much of the work, as I said earlier, will happen over the course of June, July, and August. I would also add that there is more information on a website we created. It's nist.gov/nice/cybersecurityworkforce. It includes both the language of the entire executive order. We held a webinar last week where we kind of identified some of the key things we're going to be doing with respect to this particular work stream. And then finally, there will be more information posted there, both about the request for information and the public workshop.
Sounds like you've really gotten a shot in the arm here.
Well, again, I think it's recognition that this is an ongoing important issue and will probably continue to grow in importance over time. I think it does reinforce the work that's already been underway for several years, quite frankly, both by the government, as well as state and local government now, who've taken an active interest, and the work that academia has been doing. So I certainly do appreciate the validation that the efforts we've put together so far are on the right track, but it also underscores both the urgency and the level of effort that is still needed.
Rodney Peterson is director of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Find a link to that website and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.